Hello and welcome to another edition of the Guardian ID podcast. This is Zach Martin, editor of the Guardian ID magazine. Today we're speaking with Nirmal Palyaguru from Santa Clara University in California about the university's decision to switch from MagStripe technology to contactless smart cards. More and more campuses are making the decision to use contactless technology, not just for physical access, but also for payments and other applications as well. Santa Clara is in the process of rolling out the Blackboard system that uses Sony's Felica technology. Thanks for joining us today, Nirmal.
Welcome, Zach.
So, Nirmal, can you tell me, let's start out, what was the decision behind going with contactless?
Well, we've always been a Blackboard school with the card-holding information on the MagStripe and campus practice. Every 10 years or so to recard the campus and find the next generation of how we can secure the transactions via the card, whether it's financial or door security. So the problem was trying to get away from the MagStripe. The recent situations in higher ed regarding compromises in security to financial transactions led me to look at multiple options, and that kind of led me to Felica.
Where are you guys now with the deployment? You guys are taking kind of a staged approach to introducing the technology around campus, correct?
That's correct, Zach. What we have done is I just introduced the card with the Felica chip starting August 1 to our first-year law students and reached out to our first-year freshman class. And we're in this process of recarding the whole campus. So hopefully by March 31st, we should have campus recarded with the new card and start moving on from there.
And how many students is that total? How many cards will you guys have issued?
Right now, we've issued almost 5,000 cards with the Felica chip. We have an undergraduate population of about 4,800. Grad population about 3,500. A total campus population about 10,000 people.
Okay. And what are the applications that you guys are enabling with the contactless card?
The first application we started using it is with our new point of sale system with Sequoia. We just started that, and Blackboard provided us a contactless reader to make the payment options via contactless on the new card. That was the first application, and we're in the process of bringing in further applications to see how we can increase the touch points of the campus card user.
Eventually, where do you see, is there going to be any limit to where you guys are going to be able to use the card?
One of the reasons by going at Felica, I thought, was it uses a platform to really take this technology to the next generation. As you see in the newspapers and articles, it's more and more smartphones to PDAs, and I think that's the direction our student population, more and more of them are using phones to do most of their work, whether it's banking to their personal banking or to keeping in touch with friends. So Felica really gives us a platform to move forward, and I really see things happening in the next 3 to 5 years.
How has the implementation gone so far? Because you guys are the first campus to implement the Felica technology, correct?
That's correct, Zach. I think in the matter of the first campus, the first any kind of establishment, business, or higher ed, introduced Felica to the university population. It has been a very smooth process. It took a lot of planning. Everything had to be lined up, but I think we have rolled it out very successfully. Campus is pleased with it so far. The feedback you would get in this kind of an environment is the student population. If it didn't work, they'd be the first to tell you. So seeing all the freshmen use their cards so successfully and the faculty coming in to get their new cards, I think that has been a very, very successful rollout of Felica on campus.
Where are you guys with the reader deployment? You mentioned payments was the first area that you guys were focusing on. Are you guys also going to be deploying for physical access control?
Well, we have a payment contactless system already on campus. The next step was to get for security, and I think I'm waiting for Blackboard to make GA their new security reader devices and then bring that to campus. We are still a Blackboard Unix school, so we're kind of limited to what we can do with the new platform. Blackboard is going to do a GA pretty soon, but I think security would be the next point.
What else about the technology? What else about the system, you know, are you guys excited about, or what else is noteworthy for our listeners out there?
Zach, I'm not sure. I think I said to you some time back, one of the things we did We did a pilot in the spring quarter.
Okay.
Using the Blackboard old point-of-sale registers, we did for about 125 staff a $2 coupon twice a week, and we did a survey in the two of the biggest residence halls for 2 weeks using Felica. We got special cards made, so we issued new cards to these people, where the staff would come in near the card office, tap the reader, get the $2 coupon, and there would be another reader tied into the campus network that would see if the coupon was accepted at the reader and cash it out at the register, and then they'll get a $2 discount on the item they purchased. For the students, we had 2 weeks of questions. Every day we had a new question that would say yes or no. We try to keep it very simple so we could see what the participation rate was. We had almost an 80% participation rate on the survey questions, and it did create a big buzz on campus. People are very excited about it. The students who did not live in those dorms called my office and wanted to know when they're going to be participating in it. So that kind of created a buzz, and that kind of gave me a great gateway to inform the campus community that this is the next new technology, and it did create very, very positive experiences.
Great. Nirmal, is there anything else you want to add about the deployment of technology or anything else that our listeners might be interested in?
I think if I want to say something, I think it's – I just got back from Japan. I think they use it so frequently. Since 2004, I think they have done nearly 57 trillion yen worth of financial transactions. They use it very, very frequently. It's secure. It's very convenient. I really would like to see further applications brought to the U.S. so we can introduce those technologies and applications to our students and our communities. But I think it's a very, very exciting technology. I can't just wait to see what the next steps would be or where it's going to take us.
Great. Well, Nirmal, I'd like to thank you for joining us today on this latest edition of the Guardian ID podcast.
You're welcome, Zach.